faster than shit through a goose. More powerful than a 1973 Ford Pinto. Able to leap from the couch within a couple of tries. Look, over there. It's a rhino. It's a landmass. No, it's Captain Punishment. Working class, limp dick, bad guy, ass kicker. Operation Attack Squirrel presents the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour. This week's issue, the triumphant return of Captain Punishment, Part 2, Old Habits Die Hard. Previously on the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour, Skag City's LGBT community was kidnapped by bigot preacher Ted Snubs and his warped congregation, the West Bigot Christ Disciples. Frustrated and out of options, the Pentagon called upon legendary super spy Mick Fierce to solve the problem. Joined by his current protege, Special Agent Larry Lardman, Fierce promises to find the only man to ever escape Snopes, retired super action hero Francis Townhouse, aka Captain Punishment. After shady dealings with the disgruntled bargain huntress, Fierce manages to learn the location of Townhouse, only to be greeted by gunfire from the fallen hero. Learning of Lardman's stomach-wrenching sacrifices, Townhouse reluctantly agrees to a suicide jump into zombie bigot-infested Skag City's Times Square to test an experimental cure. But first, a quick message from our sponsor. This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by...
Skag City Police Department. Don't make us hit you with this flashlight! The Skag City Police Department. You'll see it our way. We guarantee it.
What happens if I royally fuck this up?
We all die, sir.
Well,
good luck.
Well, see you on the flip side, kid.
Ah. Yahoo! Fat guy flying!
Just like the hero of old, the overweight slab of goo, Captain Punishment, leapt out of the cargo plane toward the certain danger below. Our hero, Captain Punishment, plummets toward the ground at a furious pace.
Hold on, sir. We have a problem. We have three incoming bogeys approaching from the south.
What's this business? Bogeys? Nobody mentioned anything about fucking bogeys.
I'm bringing up satellite images of them now, sir. Oh, sweet Virgin Mary's French kiss!
That doesn't sound good.
It's Ann Coulter Snatchbat, sir!
What the hell are Ann Coulter Snatchbats, Lardman?
Suddenly, a large, winging, bat-like creature soars by the captain, missing him by only inches.
Jesus! You can really smell the judgment up here! It's like Jimmy Swaggart farting!
Within seconds, another snatch bat flies close to Punishment's face. Before he knows what is happening, a snatchbat swings its horned tail towards Punishment's head, denting the side of his helmet.
Oh, the fuck, is that a tail?
The tail flies at Punishment again.
I'm downloading the snatchbat intel to your helmet now.
Hello, and thank you for using Windows 95. The Ann Coulter Snatchbat is a winged creature of approximately 1 meter in length. They are hatched deep within the fire pits of political commentator Ann Coulter's horrific vagina. They reside mostly in North America, but there have been reports of appearances in other locations throughout the world. Coulter is able to produce 4 to 5 bats from her vagina every half hour. Their wings can extend outward several meters, giving them incredible aerial agility and speed. The creature's head has been described as a large vagina with teeth, or in the Latin, vagina dentata.
My eyes!
On top of the head is a blonde, unkempt mane, usually stained with the blood of its victims. The creatures also boast sharp talons on their feet and a prehensile tail. The Ann Coulter Snatchbat is an unintelligent specimen, but is known to be bloodthirsty and savage. Their main dietary source is aged super action heroes, smelling of whiskey, falling from planes. And thank you for using Windows 95.
Just as Punishment finishes the video, the Snatchbat clings onto him, nipping at his helmet. Punishment quickly reaches to the side of his helmet with one hand, while fending off his winged attacker with the other. Soon, he finds a button. Once pressed, the button activates a small laser on the top of his helmet. It fires, hitting the back of the giant head. The blast sends the creature flying into the air.
Take that, you snatch bat bastard!
Get him, Cap!
One of them's biting my neck!
Hit him again, Cap! Button underneath the last one!
Punishment follows the instructions, but instead of a laser, a small compartment with three missiles opens up. Just as the bat looks up from his snack, the missiles all fire, instantly liquefying the creature.
Oh, fuck, it gut-soaked me. God, the stench is terrible.
Sir, it's almost time to pull your chute. In 3, 2, 1.
The captain's chute deploys. But just as it starts to grab air, another snatch bat rips through it, diving on top of it.
Play this dirty since the Tijuana Spring Break of 02. Time to take this motherfucker out.
In one swift motion, Townhouse returns with a judo kick, smashing his boot into the attacker's mouth. With strength he didn't even know he still had, Punishment forces the abomination below him and places a boot in the middle of each of the creature's wings.
Not so tough are you now, huh, punk? So since you tore up my chute, looks like you're gonna be my ride down.
Like something out of a classic surfer movie, Punishment cuts the curve of a cloud and plummets toward the earth.
You still got the sauce? This fucking guy.
However, the ground approaches quicker than expected.
Oh, sack. So that's what my innards look like.
I thought you were dead.
Not yet, goddammit.
Any sign of the infected, sir?
Hang on, I'm working on it. Legs are being a little bitchy. Oh, damn. Hopefully whatever this is will pop back into place once I get it moving.
Ditch the helmet and put in your earcom.
Fucking more Mickey Mouse bullshit.
That's better.
But just as Captain Punishment turns around, he finds himself face to face with none other than the horrific Ann Coulter.
Hey, alarmment for some bony-ass blonde she-beast in front of me. Oh, now one of those snatch bat thingies is coming out of her unmentionable. Ew, that is not attractive.
It's Ann Coulter. Don't let her speak too long. Her voice is like an ear assault.
Before the captain can cover his ears, the recently spawned snatch bat launches an attack on our hero.
Ow, not this again. All right, you bastard, let's see what you taste like. Tastes like chicken, motherfucker. Well, rotten tuna. Yeah, mostly like rotten tuna.
What's happening, sir?
Nothing. I just bit this bastard's wing off.
Way to go, sir!
Uh-oh, here comes Mama. Let's send this little fella back home.
The two opponents run toward each other. Just as they are about to hit, Punishment hurls the injured snatch bat toward its birth nest. The critter flies back up inside its mother, sending her flying backward.
Not a fan of the turn visit, are ya?
Like something out of The Exorcist, Coulter snaps both her arms and legs backward at the joint, turning herself into an awkward spider-like creature.
Hey, Lardman, she's spider-walking!
Hit her with the generalizations, reparations, capitalism, the UN!
Gotcha. Hey, Anne, don't you think we should be given more reparations for slave families? And don't forget the Native Americans. I don't see how any rational American can't figure out that capitalism is just a theory. We should really listen to the UN more. I mean, this country was founded on stealing from other countries, right? Now, let's open up ourselves to as many out there ideas as possible and see what these people have to say. especially France and Korea. Yep, that did it. She got so angry her head exploded.
Don't get comfortable, sir. She'll grow another. Watch yourself.
Ah, shit, Snack.
All of the commotion has now got the attention of the bigot zombies, and our hero has found himself surrounded. Ted Snelps walks from the crowd to greet this unexpected guest.
Well, I'll be. Francis Townhouse. I never thought I'd live to see the prodigal son return to our flock.
Oh, fluck your flock, Snelps. It's punishing time, and your name's pretty high on my doo-doo list.
I had such high hopes for you, my boy. It's sad, really. Some people can never be saved. It was nice knowing you, Francis. Destroy him, my children!
The ravenous crowd descends on our hero. Would like to tell you that he would face his attackers with speed and agility far beyond those of mortal men. He would have quickly turned into a spinning tornado of death, slicing and dicing his way through the infected haters with swords and axes before they knew what hit them. It would be a bloodbath of biblical proportions, with heads piled in the streets and blood-covered pavement, dead bigots as far as the eye can see. But this is not a perfect world. In reality, our captain falls over a trash can, giving the bigots the perfect time to bum rush him.
Ah! Damn it! They got me! Oh, they got me! Oh, that's it! Grab a piece, fucker! Well, it's been fun, kid!
Cat, use the codpiece!
The what?
The codpiece! It's a photon cannon! Forward pelvic thrust!
You mean like when I danced at Fat Daddy's in Skag Sisko?
Exactly, sir!
In that moment, the modestly sized codpiece lights up. The first photon blast causes one of his attackers to explode in 1,000 pieces. The second misses entirely, while the third takes out the bastard next to him. Shots pulsate from his crotch until ultimately Captain Punishment is left lying spread eagle on the pavement, cigarette dangling from his mouth, surrounded by fallen bigots. A single stream of smoke rises from the codpiece.
Now that's what I call a dick slap.
Before he can catch his breath, Punishment is attacked by two more bigots. In classic 80s breakdancing style, the captain backspins himself around to codpiece blast not one, but a second bigot zombie as well. Suddenly, the photon cannon stops.
Hey, it stopped shooting!
You've drained the power! You need to get out of there now, sir!
Oh, fuck this. Fatty no running. You bigots want a party? Well, get your holes greased, because here come the haymakers.
Sir, what's going on?
Punishment reaches down to his side holsters and pulls out two shiny silver Colt 45 pistols. He stands straight up and kisses each gun.
Betsy. Afghan Bob.
He then takes aim at the approaching disciples.
By the powers vested to me by the city of Skag, I deem you all punishable. Pachoo! 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 Pachoo!
Like something out of a video game, the captain picks off members of the mob, hitting every mark with a kill shot.
Take that! Pachoo! Pachoo!
Bigot after bigot falls as our hero flies through cliffs.
Damn, almost out of ammo. Those cars are my only option.
Townhouse takes a moment to steady himself, then fires one shot into the gas tank of a nearby car. The vehicle explodes, taking out loads of bigots. Once the playing fields are level, Punishment takes a few moments to enjoy the melee.
Take that, you close-minded fucks! Ooh.
Times Square falls silent, except for the loud, wheezing breaths of our supposed hero.
Who knew winning would feel so shitty? Oh, I see the light. Oh.
Captain Punishment, do you copy? Do you copy?
Yeah, I'm here. Times Square is secure. So who's up for some White Castle, huh?
Great, so the serum worked?
What's that now?
The serum. You gave the bigots the serum and it worked.
Townhouse looks over at the piles of dead bigot bodies lying around the immediate area.
Yeah, Yeah, I gave him the serum. Gave it to him real good, too. But you might want to stay off that satellite imaging thing for a while, okay? So, where's the next infected location?
That's not your mission, sir. Get out of there right now. We'll send a team to bring you in.
Negative, Lardman. I'm here now, all hot and bothered. I'm gonna put Snelps down once and for all.
What are you gonna do? You don't have enough serum to take out Snelps.
Well, then I'll just have to improvise. Where are they headed, Lardman?
My intel points to Skag City, Chelsea, but I strongly suggest—
Enough of your belly-aching, Sackless!
The captain yanks out his earpiece and throws it to the ground. He then runs out of Times Square, heading to the gay capital of the Northeast. After half a block, he decides running is no longer an option and hails a cab.
Taxi!
Where are you going, boss?
22nd and 8th, and step on it.
22nd and 8th?
No, 22nd and 8th.
What show you go to? Cut us at the bus.
No show. 2 Street and 8th.
Take West Side Highway.
Fine, whatever.
The West Side High Fest is to 42nd and 8th.
No, 22nd and 8th.
That's what I said, 42nd and 8th.
No, 2 and 8th.
Eh?
8th, goddammit!
Oh, I must have got us at the bus.
After several more minutes of direction negotiations, Punishment finds himself at the corner of 21st and 7th.
Close enough, I guess. Uh-huh. I can already smell mediocre judginess. They shouldn't be that far.
As Punishment jogs toward the sound of the crowd, he comes across a man and woman who have barely escaped the onslaught.
They don't go that way, bro. It's all fucked up and shit. Hey, they're lucky I'm with my lady, because I was about to fuck some shit up.
Paulie, help me with my dress. One of those weirdos ripped it.
Hey, later, babe. Yo, man, you look familiar. Do I know you? No, seriously, bro. I know I've seen you around. What's your name, eh?
Forget it. We've never met. Excuse me.
Baby, don't he look familiar?
I don't know. Kinda, I guess.
I'm nobody. Mind your business.
Oh! Wait. I got it. You're that super dude mofo from back in the day, eh? Captain Dreadful or Steve the Nutslasher or...
Captain Punishment.
Ah! Captain fucking Punishment! I knew it, man! Oh! Whoa, what the fuck happened to you, bro? You need to hit the gym.
Yeah, you don't look so healthy. You know, they say you should eat more fish.
Seriously, bro, you look like you're gonna keel over right here on the sidewalk.
Well, I...
Hey, you gotta let me get a pic with you, bro. You gotta let me take a pic. Come on, it'll only take a sec. Hey, Sammy, get over here, Sammy.
What?
I said get over here and take this picture.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look like no superhero guy to me. Aren't super guys supposed to be, like, all buff and juiced up and good-looking and stuff?
Hey, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Hey, go fuck yourself! You think you're so fucking special, huh? You think you're better than me? You can't take a fucking photo with a fucking fan? Ooh, fuck! I'll kick your ass right here, right now! Can you believe the nerve of this fucking guy?
The guy's a fucking asshole, right?
Punishment, growing tired of this banter, makes a quick decision and pulls a .45 from its holster.
Oh my god, it's two annoying bigot zombies. That felt a little too good.
After the captain dispatched with the bridge and tunnel couple, he quickly ran to the Skag City High Line. In yesteryears, the High Line was an above-ground railroad track that brought goods in and out of the city. As times changed, it was converted into a lovely walkway for citizens to view scenic areas of the city. But today's scene was nothing but menacing. Ted Snopes stood on the High Line addressing his hate crowd on the street below.
The time has come, my flock. We have planted the seeds of God's crop. We have taken down this den of decadence, and we shall prevail.
As Snelps revs up his crowd, Punishment sneaks up behind one of the infected known as Bigot Barry and jams the serum shot into the back of his neck. Almost instantly, the antidote begins to take effect, and Bigot Barry's hateful symptoms slowly fade away.
Smash the queers! Power of his name! Hate! No! Fuck the homos hard! I wanna fuck homos hard!
Wait now. Rational thoughts? Basic human understanding coming back to me? What happened? Who are you? Last thing I remember, I was marching in the gay pride parade.
Listen carefully, we don't have much time. You were transformed into a West Bigot Christ disciple.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, it's not. I'm an ex-super action hero trying to make things right. I was able to give you an untested antidote, but I'm out of ammo and low on weapons, which leaves us with very few options. So get your thinking pants on.
Boy, this is a toughie. My mom used to kiss my boo-boos when I was little. She was great before she got killed in a car wreck last year. This is her real signature tattooed on my wrist. I miss her. Does that help?
Not really.
Well, she always used to say to me, Barry, you have a lot of love to give, so never be shy about sharing that love to whomever wants it. Thinking back, I don't think she meant my stepdad. Oh, I'm terrible.
That's it. I know what to do. When I say go, I want you to run over to that truck, put the radio on QUER 92.5 The Deep, and when you see the signal, crank the music as loud as you can. Got it?
Wait, what's the signal?
You'll know it when you see it. Now go.
Captain Punishment runs closer to the crowd. From his utility belt, he pulls out a grappling hook and fires it into the Highline pillar above Snopes. As Punishment flies through the air, whee! The sound of Snopes' speech could be heard below.
They may try to stop us, but we shall not be denied!
Townhouse flies through the air, but just as he approaches Snopes, his line breaks, sending him crashing down on top of two bigots. They are instantly crushed to death under the weight of the captain's obese buttocks.
Is that the signal?
No.
Well, hellfire and damnation, Townhouse. Why are you always in the way of the Lord's work? God on high has seen his way to choose these people for righteous missions. And no fat pissant super liberal is gonna stand in the way of our eternal salvation.
This hatred hoedown ends tonight, Snelps.
Townhouse spins around, throwing several punny bombs in different directions. The explosions send the bigots flying off the Highline to the ground below.
Is that the signal?
Yes!
Okay!
You have been the Mexican boyfriend at my daughter's sweet 16 for far too long, Townhouse!
Punishment rips off his jumpsuit, revealing a very skimpy black sequin banana hammock. Punishment begins to dance around seductively. His plump, juicy belly sloshes around, causing Snopes to recoil.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Just letting the beat take me places. What about you, Big Daddy?
Stay away from me, you queer! You blasphemer!
Come on, don't fight it. You know you want a little goat. Want me to show you the back door?
Will you stop bending over like that? You stand up straight! You be a man for Christ's sakes!
See anything you like, Ted? Come on, buddy. Just reach out and grab yourself a slice.
I will not be tempted by such a wanton display of hot, pumping flesh. I will not be corrupted.
Hey, Ted, you want to see me do some squats? Yeah, look at how good I stretch. Feel the burn.
Oh, that sweet burn. Why is it so hot all of a sudden?
Oh, I love this song. It makes me want to rub my nipples and thrust my junk around. Oh, yeah. Better watch out. I could put your eye out with this thing.
Oh, blind me, Townhouse. Oh, blind me with your manliness. Oh, I can't fight it. Beat me senseless with your love, Sausage.
That's all I needed to hear. Grab your ankle, Snopes.
Snopes follows orders as Townhouse reaches deep into his G-string and pulls out his last punny bomb, leaving his banana hammock less than stellar.
Oh, I am ready, Townhouse. Enter me hypocritically. Punish pump me. Oh, I need it.
Well, Snopes, the only thing you're getting from me is the world-famous St. Louis Thunder Fist.
Captain Punishment fulfills his promise and delivers the St. Louis Thunder Fist by punching one hand into Snopes' old wrinkled asshole while simultaneously using his other hand to drop his last pun bomb into the bastard's mouth. Snopes explodes from head to anus, covering the captain in bloody butt juice. In the same instant, all of the zombie bigots become free of Snulps' awful influence. The crowd now begins to take their original forms. Punishment stands tall for the first time in years, watching as things go back to normal. Except for one thing. Standing at the edge of the High Line was indeed Teddy Snulps Jr., who looked eerily similar to his awful father.
You may have won this round, townhouse.
Teddy Snulps Jr.? Ugh. Fucking breeder.
Oh, this is just the beginning, townhouse. Something bad is coming for you, S-I-N-N-E-R. You face-butt destroyed my father, and I swear by all that is holy, I will one day destroy you.
Bring it, you punk-ass bitch.
Teddy Snulps Jr. teleports to the crucifix fighter, which has now made its way above the crowd. The remaining apostles of Snulps disappear into the ship as well. Townhouse braces for an attack from the ship, but is surprised to find that it quickly speeds away.
That's right, run, you pussy persecutors! And take Ann Coulter and her snatch bats with you.
A while later, a haggard Captain Punishment sits in an ambulance as paramedics tend to his wounds. General Fierce and Special Agent Lardman greet our exhausted hero.
I didn't think you had it in you, Townhouse.
Me neither, fuckface.
Mr. Townhouse, I just have to say, you were amazing. How did you know Snulps would—
Nah, not now, kid. Anything we can get you, townhouse?
Besides a glass rod to stick down your pee-pee hole?
It's called the urethra.
It's called what happens the next time you come my way, Fierce.
It's time to move him.
Hey, you guys got any morphine?
You bet. I only stock the best.
You think we'll ever see him again?
Oh, I have a feeling this won't be the last time we'll see the likes of Captain Punishment. Come on, Agent. Time to clean this place up. You're on brain detail.
And now, a quick message from our sponsor. This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by...
the Skag City Police Department. Now with over 30% less corruption. The Skag City Police Department, where changing the locks on the evidence room was a smart idea.
And so the world is safe again, thanks to our hero of days past. Join us next week when Captain Punishment converts to Judaism. Same cap time, same cap station. This issue was written by
Mac Welch,
illustrated by Tony Perry, inked by
Emily O'Connor,
Jason Bailey,
Grant Cooper,
colored by
Jeremiah Jerkowitz,
RJ Battier,
Sevens Martinez,
lettered by
Jesus Martinez,
Mike Horton,
edited by
Michael Hull,
published by
Brenda Welch.
This issue was recorded at
Plain Truth Entertainment Recording Studio, NYC.
And engineered by
Dre Pierre,
Eduardo Creon Nororis,
Steve Sola, aka the Mix King.
Yeah!
Puss cat, meow, meow. Puss cat, meow, meow. Puss cat, meow.